So often when you come to these kinds of sessions, you have a kapotchke blend of topics that sort of everything that's left over, you know, every presentation that has the word the in it is put together. And today I think it's very interesting the extent to which these presentations actually do make for a coherent whole. Our colleagues have talked about things from 30,000 feet, if you will, and our presentation, what Teresa and I are going to be discussing with you, takes that very interesting perspective and applies it in the trenches, what it looks like when you actually do it in a program. To give us some sense of background, how many of you work with undergraduates that have internship experiences? And fabulous. So this is going to be, I hope, real world content. Needless to say, I'm a health educator, as is Teresa, so we have no commercial interests or finances, let alone any conflicts that come from them. Okay, so the objectives of our session, as you can see, the cross-pollination is quite powerful. We're going to be talking about how programs that actually exist in the real world do or do not link to internship marriages at the level of the NCHEC competencies. We also have been driven by looking at the distinctions between how the students perceive their experiences and the perspective that's offered by their supervisors. And as it happens, one of our colleagues is in the audience who served as one of our noble supervisors for internships. And then from a broader sense, while the NCHEC competencies are important, Linda, we also think that it's important to look at the professional and the personal impacts that might emerge from students having an internship experience. Those are some folks who serve as our supervisors in the background. As we all know, internships serve so many real-world functions. They help keep us honest as educators. They help inform the curriculum. They make the real world sparkle in the classroom. We nurture development. We allow the students, and I can't speak for my colleagues, but I always feel like I grow so much from supervising interns. A little bit of background about our program. It is a mandatory experience. We have students who are what we call straight community health, or we have a dual experience, and they do a minimum of 450 or 225 hours, depending upon their particular concentration. Certain requirements, I'm sure all of us have different ways of handling the supervision. We try to provide 2 faculty on-site visits and some other experiences, self-reflections by the students and so forth. We have an array of programs with which we work in the community. We have a directory of over 100 placements at the moment, with hospitals, voluntaries, not-for-profits, and interestingly and not surprisingly, as the economy has changed, we have had more for-profit kinds of situations approaching us, asking for individuals to work with folks in this internship capacity. The purpose today, then, is going to be to look at how internships can impact students' personal and professional development, to look at the extent to which the NCHEC competencies are mirrored in these experiences, and to try to make recommendations that will inform the internship, the curriculum, and I would hope that the loop would go back to NCHEC at the same time. Some background, just the kinds of things. We just surveyed the most recent cohorts of students coming out of our program from 08 to 10, and Teresa will give you more detail. The data that we're going to be discussing derive from some evaluations that the supervisors provide, and then we also invite the students to do a self-evaluation using the same form. We have an array of questions that capture NCHEC competencies, and at the same time try to provide some insight in terms of the students' personal and professional growth that occurs outside those parameters. Things are on a 5-point scale, so to avoid instrumentation error, it's the same instrument 2 points in time or 3 points in time, depending upon the duration of the experience. So with that in mind, I'll turn it over to my colleague, Teresa.
Good morning. So as Susan mentioned, we have surveyed, our data today is about 77 preceptors from our internship program. All 77 gave information about their interns at midterm and then at final. And so I'm going to present some information from these evaluation forms, and again, they're on a 5-point scale. So the first slide that we have here are what our interns are doing really, really well at midterm, and then also what they're doing very well at final, so at the midpoint of the experience, and then also at the end of the experience. And you can see, again, we had 53 different questions that ask about their level of personal competence, professional competence. Some questions align almost directly with NCHEC competencies, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. Some are a little bit more broad in the professional development areas. So you can see that our students are doing really well, both at midterm and at final, with just some very basic requirements. Things like showing a positive work attitude and work ethic, we try to drill that into them, that this is a semester-long interview in some ways, because they are able to show their competence over the course of 7 or 14 weeks, that they're able to be dependable, to work beyond minimum expectations, those sorts of things. At the final point of our semester, you can see that there are a couple of areas where that weren't in the initial five, in that they're following appropriate email etiquette, which is something that we like to see, because as professors, I will say that they don't always do that. And so I think that in the internship, it's nice to see that that's something that they definitely learn how to do. And they also learn how to interact appropriately with colleagues over the course of the semester. And so a lot of interns, I think, at the midpoint beginning are a little bit intimidated by this. And so then by the end, they seem to be doing this a little bit better. Oh. Okay, so at midterm and then also at final, these are the things that they're not doing as well. So these are things like participating effectively in a group as a leader. I mean, that's not surprising, they're interns. And so it makes sense that maybe they're not leading groups as frequently. And also you can see at both midterm and at final with scores of around 3.8 and then at 4 would be taking appropriate levels of risk. Again, they're entry-level professionals. They get a little bit nervous about taking risk and stepping outside of the box. They're very used to being in the classroom where we tell them, this is our 15 weeks, this is exactly what you're going to be doing, this is how the assignment's going to look. And so when they get into the professional world, they sometimes get a little bit nervous to be giving a little bit more flexibility and fluidity and things like that. You can also see that publicity and promotion, going back to some of the NCHEC competencies that would be, you know, managing health education programs and administering, they're not as good at the marketing aspects of things. They're not as strong at that. And that might be partly because we as health educators aren't as good at that, and it might also be because our curriculum doesn't teach as much of that. So one of the things that we were very interested in was seeing where they really seemed to grow. So in the 53 areas that we were assessing, the 53 different points, we wanted to see which ones had the largest changes. We actually, and I'll talk about this in a second, 52 out of the 53 showed a statistically significant change from midterm to final in their results. And so that was very exciting for us. We were looking at the table, it was almost like you couldn't make that up. It was so exciting. But this was really where we saw some significant changes. And you'll see that a lot of them really align well with NCHEC competencies. So the first one was developing a professional network. Well, this aligns really well with Area 6 of the NCHEC competencies. And so that moved from, that had about a 10% change over time. Interacting with groups as a leader, we did see that even though they weren't doing that as well in some areas, they did experience a good change over time. Knowing how and where to refer clients, this relates extremely well again to Area 6, being a resource person in health education. You can see that obviously as a student gets to know his or her agency of being an intern there, that they're really able to then refer clients of that agency to the appropriate resources, which is very exciting. Exhibiting competency in delivering presentations, this is also an area where we've really seen a big improvement, which relates again to Area 3 of implementing health education programs. And so they change over time in both the delivering presentation and then also in teaching skills. And then lastly, the ability to interact with diverse audiences. A lot of our internship sites are very exciting in that they give students the opportunity to interact with youth, with older adults, with a variety of different populations, community members, and things like that. And so our students are really getting this tangible, real-world experience out in the field with working health educators. So these are the areas where we've really seen probably the most significant or notable change over time from midterm to final. So again, just to give you a little bit of a summary of the results, the one area where we did not see a significant increase, and this is again probably not very surprising to you, is in grant writing. Our students, I think of the 77 student evaluations that we had, 8 students had some experience in grant writing in their internships. And so it's just an area where they're not getting a lot of experience. And so, and obviously in health education, that's something to think about because for any of us who've worked in the field, that's something that we're expected to know how to do. And the overall evaluation score, so we have that, you know, catch-all on a score of, on a scale of 1 to 5, how would you rate your current intern? At midterm, they were getting about a 4.26, and then at final, they raised to a 4.53, and that change was statistically significant over time. And approximately 9 in 10 supervisors would consider hiring an intern if they had a full-time position available, which to us was very exciting. So 9 in 10. Some of the things that we like to see too about are what are students not doing, and so as we're thinking in their internships, and so this relates back to curriculum, getting us to think about the NCHEC competencies, what we need to be teaching in the classroom, and what we need to be preparing them for. They're not doing the grant writing, as I said, about 90% of them. So this, what they're not doing, we figured out by saying, okay, if they got a non-applicable at midterm or a non-applicable at final, we really looked at that and said, okay, this is what maybe they're not doing as much in their internships. So grant writing, they're not using AV equipment as frequently, so about 60% weren't using AV equipment in their internships. Teaching, which was a little bit surprising, about 50% of them at midterm or final weren't doing those traditional health education presentations. Evaluation plans, which obviously relates very directly to an NCHEC competency and is a little bit worrisome that they're not doing as much evaluation in their internships. And so in the field, maybe we need to be thinking more about that. Publicizing, letter and memo writing, and then also, again, serving as a group leader. So we do have several limitations that we want to talk about just for a couple of minutes. We definitely believe that agency supervisors are a little bit generous with their evaluation of our students. Our agency supervisors are so excited to have the help. They're so excited to have the students there. They have a lot of energy. And so our scale goes from 1 to 5, and 3 being that standard, what we would expect of an entry-level health educator. So you can see all of our means were 4, for the most part at final, were above 4. And sometimes Dr. Radius and I will look at it and be like, are you sure? Like, are you sure that this student really is a 4? But so it's definitely, we do think that they're a little bit generous, and that's something to be really thinking about. We also know that, you know, obviously in some ways a self-fulfilling prophecy, the agency supervisors want the students to have a meaningful experience. They want the students to be better health educators as a result of being a part of the internship program. And so there could be some bias in their results in that, you know, well, we want to believe that they're better now as opposed to at midterm. There also, as Susan mentioned, there are a tremendous diversity in our internship placement sites. We have hospitals, health departments, for-profit agencies, nonprofit agencies, and depending on what those agencies are, there's definitely a difference in quality and expectation and things like that, which you can certainly imagine. In our instrument, not all NCHEC competencies are represented. For example, advocacy, we actually don't assess that on our evaluation form, and that's something to be thinking about for the future. We hit all of this other 6, but that advocacy piece we don't hit as well. We might not also be effectively capturing the qualities of interest that are really relevant for the field. This evaluation form has been around for a few years, and we're thinking about how can we make this better capture some of the competencies that we know are important for our students. And then personally, we also think that the validity of the would you consider hiring interns item seems questionable. When you look at the analysis, it's really funny because there are, I said 9 in 10 would say, yes, we would consider. Well, the 10% who didn't just left the item blank. I'm a little bit nervous that rather than saying, no, I would not hire, they just leave it blank. And so we have to kind of think about that. You know, is that really a valid question? So thinking about implications, our internships, we really believe that they provide outstanding opportunities for our student learning and their professional development. Our interns constantly come back and say that this really makes what they learned in the class relevant to them, that they feel more prepared to leave and go into the workforce. It also helps them find meaningful jobs in the field. Several of our interns have been hired by the agencies for which they interned, which is very probably makes sense. And it also allows them to really think, is this field right for me? Or do I want a more clinical career? Do I want a more education career? What kind of career do I really want? And that is very interesting. For the professionals in the agencies, it allows the agencies to see what's out there, what the students are able to do now. It allows them to stay a little bit more current as to what, you know, the students, they're constantly amazed at what our students can do technologically, as it's probably not surprising. And it allows them also to rethink the nature of their positions. We had, at one of our recent placement sites, for example, all of the health educators were nurses. And we had a student go, and she was being trained as a community health educator, and they realized that, you know, for the people to do this kind of work, they don't have to have a nursing degree. And so they created a community health educator position for our student, who then began working for them full-time. And so it allowed them to really align their positions with what our students are doing. It enhances our curriculum as an academic institution. For sure, we can see, okay, this is really what's going on in the real world. This is what we need to be teaching them how to do in the classroom. And it also allows us to have a good relationship with our local community in the Towson and Greater Baltimore area. So in terms of next steps, just to wrap up very, very quickly, we want to make sure that we know that we're doing certain things very, very well in terms of our planning and implementing. We know that we also need to be giving our students a little bit more exposure to those things like evaluation and advocacy, which is not surprising given the presentation that we had right before ours. And also thinking about modifying our assessment tool to be more directly reflective of the NCHEC competencies as opposed to the 53 areas that we currently have. So this is us, and if you have any questions, we're happy to answer them, and thank you very much for your time.